Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, celebrations went on late into the night last night in Hollywood. Friends and family just outside Belfast still celebrating Rory McIlroy winning a career Grand Slam. Of course, winning the Masters overnight in style at Augusta. Our own Henry McKean is live from Hollywood Golf Club today. Rory's home club. How's things up there today, Henry?
Andrea, yes, some sore heads this morning, but people are still celebrating this afternoon. You can probably hear that buzz behind me. Many have had absolutely no sleep whatsoever. And Rory can't wait to come home and celebrate with his parents, Jerry and Rosie. The nation on both sides of the border, they are absolutely delighted. Tears, joy and grit. McIlroy put on that famous green jacket after trying for the 17th time, Andrea. But yet so much emotion as McIlroy fell to his knees. I got to meet the president of his golf club.
Hi, my name's Tony Denver. I'm the president of Hollywood Golf Club, County Down.
Tony, for the listeners at home, you have a big grin on your face. You're trying to hide it from us. What does this mean? What does this huge, massive achievement mean for the club and for Rory McIlroy?
Well, I mean, obviously it's early days. It's still sinking in. You know, it's only just a couple of hours ago that he achieved what only five other players in the history of golf have done. So he's followed the likes of Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus, two of the greatest ever. And Rory's definitely up there as possibly the third greatest ever. And it's just absolutely enormous for this golf club, but also for the town of Hollywood, small town in County Down, to have a young kid achieve what he has achieved, at his age is just phenomenal.
And this really is something else because it's a career, it's a Grand Slam, it's all of the big majors, and he's been trying since 2014 for this magic to happen, and he took you and all the viewers on an absolute roller coaster, all the golf fans globally, and it was a roller coaster. Was it a roller coaster for you?
Absolutely, that's the exact word to describe it, to be honest with you. From the first hole where he unfortunately double bogeyed, we were way, way down, and then all of a sudden you're back up again after nine holes. And of course then what happened on 13, I think it was, you're kind of back down again. But then the moment he sunk that putt last night in here, this place erupted. The roof nearly came off. It was just amazing. We've had nights like this before, obviously, with his four previous majors, but this totally surpassed them all because it's just huge.
And Rory McIlroy, when he won, he collapsed on the green. The emotion came through the screen. Did it come through the screen for you too?
Rory was not the only one who collapsed on the ground. Trust me, there was many a person in there collapsed on the ground. People in tears, grown men in tears. Honest to God, it's hard to put into words the emotion that ran through that club last night. It really is. But we all felt it with him in a joyous way.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, so great text coming in here, Henry. This listener says, the stars aligned, born in 1989, won the 89th Masters. Fantastic achievement. This listener tells me, Henry, I don't watch golf at all. I was glued to the TV last night. It was an incredible win. Had me on the edge of my seat. You might just explain, Henry, what this win means for golf in Ireland and across Europe.
Well, it's huge. It transcends sport. It's 25 years since someone last won a career Grand Slam, and that was Tiger Woods. Only five other players in the history of golf have achieved this. The Taoiseach was out, Micheál Martin, saying it's basically a finish for the ages, a moment in time everyone will remember. And this is his fifth major. And we're going to hear from his friends who know him well, who play with him sometimes. And remember, Rory has become one of the greatest golfers in the history of the game. And you can hear the emotion in some of the voices that we've been playing today. Just a brilliant achievement. Once in a generation talent, 35 years of age, just fantastic stuff. I got to meet the general manager of the Hollywood Golf Club.
My name's Tom Whitley. I am the general manager of Hollywood Golf Club.
Tom, what does this mean for not only Hollywood Golf Club, not only this town, not Belfast, but the whole of Ireland?
Well, as an Englishman, I'm probably not best placed to comment on what's good for the whole of Ireland, but I think it's massive for Irish sport. It's massive for European sport. I think to see a guy that has persevered and worked so hard and carries himself so well to achieve, I suppose, his biggest goal is is inspirational. Really, it's going to be massive. We're seeing it this morning with an influx of memberships and junior members. You're seeing
people online thinking of becoming a member?
Straight away, we've had a handful, which is great. So I think it's probably the biggest moment I'll experience in my career anyway, just being part of it in a small way. It's massive.
And for the staff, we have a club car going past there. We've got the greensman going past, trying to keep the club looking good. It's really given a massive boost to everybody.
Definitely. I mean, our staff are our biggest asset. We've got staff that have been here for a long time. Everyone's very proud to be part of this golf club. But I'm sure it helps them drive around with a bit more pride today. A little pep in the step, I think. Certainly for me, being here so early this morning.
And watching it last night, obviously you got very little sleep, mm-hmm. and the fact that Rory collapsed, you know, when he won, that emotion, did you cry?
I didn't. My partner did. No, I'm quite stone-faced, as you might be able to tell. I think it was the most emotion I've ever seen a professional sportsman. I think maybe you might have Sergio next to that when he won in 2017, but it was like watching 10 years of pressure just come out of someone. It was unbelievable. It's nice to see. But he's always laid himself quite bare, hasn't he, with the media and with the cameras, so it's not a surprise, but it was just nice. A very human moment.
I was watching, there's two great clips online today, Henry. One is of, I think, a 9-year-old Rory McIlroy on the Gerry Kelly show years back one Saturday night, putting golf balls into his mum's washing machine from the kitchen. Just great footage. And there's another brilliant old Nike advertisement that's doing the rounds today of, you know, Rory McIlroy looking up to Tiger Woods and the impact that he had on his playing career. What does it mean for young people?
Well, as you mentioned, I mean, this guy was a star as a 9-year-old joining this club. And even if you go back to 2019, he helped rebuild this clubhouse I'm sitting in. He went halves on the cost. And there's a golf academy beneath me in the basement. And the children I've met today are just so happy. Some of them have started their Easter holidays. And his parents, which we mentioned, they're keeping a low profile today. His dad worked 100 hours a week, doing everything from cleaning toilets to showers, working as a local bartender here in the golf club. His mum did night shifts in the 3M factory nearby to give their child, to give Rory the best chance. And that really did pay off. And this is such a happy story, Andrea, because today the news cycle is pretty miserable, except for this.
Yeah.
I got to meet him once some years back at the JP McManus Pro-Am, an absolute gentleman, so generous with his time. And we do expect Rory to come home to Belfast, to come home to Hollywood in the coming days. There is a homecoming planned as well. I got to have a chat with the lady captain.
Hello, I'm Mrs. Pat Kelleher, and I'm lady president at Hollywood Golf Course.
And Mrs. Pat, for you, what does this mean? What does this massive win, this grand slam, this, you could say, career highlight for Rory McIlroy mean for Hollywood Golf Club?
It's like the achievement of a dream, a long-held and treasured dream, because obviously we've all been with Rory and all his experiences of recent years, and we say 11 years, we recognise that he had shared with us all the moments, high, low, and he has been a man and resilient about responding to each situation. So we are thrilled for him and for his family.
You know him. What does this mean for him and his parents? And the fact that his parents sacrificed so much, they took all different jobs to help him mm-hmm. get on this course.
As an ex-teacher, I was able to see the inspiration to the next generation of children coming through. They were driven and shared in that dream. And the parents who leave the children off each day, they share that dream too. And it has been a remarkable journey. And it's ongoing.
It's an ongoing journey.
It is.
And you were up all night. Did you get any sleep?
No, I was actually got to the stage of taking my putter in my hand and putting. I couldn't stand the anxiety. Yes,
yeah.
I was working with them, trying. But brilliant experience, a mercurial ride, enthralling.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much indeed. We're delighted. absolutely delighted to be here.
That's fantastic, Henry. There's no doubt about it. I watched a clip earlier this morning of an emotional Rory McIlroy, you know, talking about just been really looking forward to getting home to see his folks, because they weren't there. They weren't at Augusta, but he was talking about looking forward to getting home to seeing them this week.
Oh, I mean, there were so many grown men crying last night and this morning, and they're still crying. It was just so moving. And he wears his heart on his sleeve. Well, now on his green jacket.
Fantastic.
I had to tee that one up. Sorry about the terrible golfing pun.
Not at all.
Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. Well, listen, enjoy your day in Hollywood at the golf club there. Henry McKean, our own reporter, of course, live from Hollywood Golf Club, the home of Rory McIlroy. What a deserved win, says this texter. Delighted to see that he finally got the green jacket. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.